Vista Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, August 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 2.5 million people are hungry. 800,000 are malnourished, and the situation doesn't appear to be getting any better. Famine has hit Niger. HCJB World Radio's Ben Cummings says the population relies on communications to help direct them to needed aid. But even the HCJB World Radio partner radio station in Niger's capital is having difficulty.
It unfortunately right now has problems with their transmitter. They're operating only on 30 watts instead of their usual 600 watts, which covers the city and quite a distance out into the rural area.
All messages, including the gospel, are being curtailed. Next 41 is now the number of translations of Scripture the International Bible Society is posting online. The edition of its contemporary Korean language New Testament is the latest to be published online. IBS President Peter Bradley says the most profound tool to reach people for Christ is the Word of God. So IBS is providing His Word online in the way people speak today. You can get it on your desktop computer, handhelds, and cell phones. Go to our website to find the translations. And the humanitarian arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries is hoping to launch what they're calling international ministry centers throughout the United States. Snyder says having centers in three regions of the U.S. will help EFCA to be even more effective, which is evangelistically strategic.
The centers facilitate the ministry of our missionary personnel around the world, particularly in creative access countries. Ministries of compassion make a tremendous inroad for us to be able to get involved in these places.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.